Welcome everyone to our seminar. I am Martin Stevenson and I'm the President of the Institute of Actuaries of Australia. As you all know, the topic of our seminar is the new super landscape. And I think that topic immediately brings to mind the changes that are about to happen to the tax system on superannuation benefits for people over 60 as announced in the budget earlier this year. It's instructive to think of the change that that has brought about, plus the additional change a year or two ago with the abolition of the surcharge. Not so long ago, when foreign visitors used to come here and I'd take them to lunch, I used to get great entertainment in describing to them our tax system as it affected superannuation. I explained how, for high income earners, contributions were taxed at 30%, and the marginal benefit could be taxed at 47.5%, giving an apparent tax rate on superannuation of 77.5%. Even when I explained that mathematically it was really only 63%, overseas visitors just shook their head in amazement, particularly when they were aware the government was trying to encourage people to save for superannuation for their retirement. And the situation now, of course, is that contributions are only taxed at a maximum of 15%, and from 1st of July for people over 60, the tax on benefits will be zero. And the significance, the underlying reality of those tax changes, is that for a significant part, the most wealthy part of our population, superannuation has gone from the pariah of the savings industry to really the method of choice for wealth accumulation. And when you add to that the interrelation between those tax changes and choice of fund and portability and transition to retirement, you've got an enormous change through the tax system. But it's not only tax where there are changes to our landscape. For many years now, rates of fertility and rates of mortality have been declining. But it's only recently that the penny has started to drop for Australians as to what this means for saving for their retirement. Another major change, both globally and in Australia, has been the marked shift of risk-taking from institutions and towards individuals. And in superannuation in Australia, that's manifested itself with the shift from defined benefits to defined contributions. It is now very much up to the individual to make sure that they have enough income in retirement. Another trend has been the great increase in prudential legislation. And in superannuation, that has transformed the landscape from a relatively large number of relatively small superannuation funds to a relatively few number of large financial institutions. And overhanging all this is the investment markets and the capital markets have been evolving and continue to evolve to meet the needs of people in this new environment. So that's what our seminar is about. We've got a very distinguished group of speakers here to analyse all these changes and to set out the implications for individuals, for financial institutions, for the community and for the government. I'll just give a few housekeeping messages here. As you'll see, there are around on the tables question cards. So one means of you asking questions both of speakers and also later on for the panel is to write out a question on the cards and give it to a member of the Institute. However, questions can also be asked from the floor, and we will have roving microphones. And if you do speak that way, could you please give your name, identify yourself, because questions and answers are being recorded. There are evaluation forms in your satchel, so please fill them out as we progress through the day and hand them in at the end. And of course, most importantly, just remember to check that your mobile phones and your pages or anything like that have been turned off.